Let's open our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, and we're going to put our finger on verse 1. Let's go. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Well, we are on episode 43 on the topic of blood covenant. And today we begin to share the heavenly pattern of Moses and how he began to reveal blood covenant through creation. Here we read the word beginning. How did God begin to create the heaven and the earth? What did he do? Where did he start? Well, here we see in the word beginning, it represents the idea that it all begins in the head, not the heart. Now, right there will help us understand that this word beginning comes from the word rosh. Here, it means to move the thoughts. It means to shake the head. It means to be in the same place at the same time, in the same order as God. Learning to create with God is understanding that it all begins in the head and not the heart. Because it's there that we begin with the mind of God. Isn't that good? Moses received the pattern of how the word will be written upon the mind and the heart. And here he received the revelation of how God, or Elohim, which means the Trinity, work together as a moving of the thoughts as one to create the heavenly pattern. Elohim means blood covenant. So in the beginning, there was a moving of the thoughts of blood covenant, how to create in blood covenant, how to think in order to create the desire that they wanted to create through blood covenant. In the beginning, Elohim, or the Trinity. This word in has everything to do with the housing of the Trinity as one and all that they would create, whether under the sea or in the heavens or in the earth or a royal priesthood, a holy people that they could commune, that they could walk with, that they could talk with concerning their desire. In has the idea of being positioned in righteousness. But wait, righteousness is so much more than right standing in Elohim and right standing with all that they would create through blood covenant. Because righteousness positions what is created in rest. And it's in that place of training in righteousness that we are trained in rest. So that blood covenant could cause the coming together as one official. Isn't that good? That's why we read in the beginning God created. The word created has the idea to cut, to shape, to form, to mold as one. Watch this. Through the joining together of liquid elements. In our verse-by-verse commentary we did in 1 John chapter 5 in our blog, which is in the description on this page, that we read there are three things in the earth that bear record. There's three things in the earth that reveal God's will. Now God is Theos, which is the word Trinity. There's three things, and it says they are blood, water, and the Spirit of God. So when we see the joining together of liquid elements, blood, water, and the Spirit of God, we discover that blood makes one. Blood creates what is shaped in secret. Blood creates and makes one. There's that work of righteousness and rest. Blood creates what is made one in secret, shapes what is made one in secret, joins together what is made one in secret in water or life. Blood is the door to life. And life can only come out of the door. Isn't that good? So whatever is created in secret will be revealed and open only through blood. Notice it's not faith, dreams, prophecy. Because all of those are an overflow of a pure foundation of blood covenant in rest and righteousness. The housing together of Elohim, the moving of the thoughts, the shaking of the head. Listen, it's the word Rosh, where we get the word Rosh Hashanah. It's the chiefest part. It's the same place. It's the same time. It's the same order. And that's why when a disciple begins to create with God, they are already positioned in the same place, in the same time, in the same order. Why? Because of the finished works of the cross. And this is how a disciple creates with God through the simple acknowledgement that they're one with God through the finished works of the cross. But it begins in the rolling of the thoughts. It begins in the joining together as one. It begins in the ability to operate out of the elements of blood covenant, because that's the course of God in the earth. That's the way that God reveals His will. That's what Jesus came into the earth born of. So it is the first principal thing. Blood covenant. Isn't that good? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So blood takes and molds and shapes, but blood bears record what has been created. Blood records what has been created. Blood not only bears record, not only records, but it is the substance that reveals evidence, because life is evidence. Isn't that good? You say, Sister Laura, how is that evidence? Because it's the only record, it's the only evidence that the Spirit of Elohim takes of the Father to reveal through Jesus, who is the door, who is the way, to the disciple. Listen. It's those that live in blood covenant that reveal who is living in the kingdom. Exodus 19. But it's those that live in blood covenant that have the ability to create with God. They are a peculiar people. They are a treasured people above all the people in the earth. Exodus 19. And because of that, they are a kingdom people. You know, this word beginning represents kingdom. It's in the Briggs-Stratton Lexicon Concordance, that this word beginning to be in the same place, in the same time, in the same order, is the meaning of the beginning of the kingdom. So we talk about kingdom, but what reveals the kingdom? Those that keep God's covenant. Exodus 19. Because we are trained in rest and righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:15. Well, we gave a load of information today. Pure revelation that constructs the disciple in a heavenly pattern, in a heavenly way, that, listen, no matter what is happening in the earth, we can change the seasons, we can change the times through the heavenly blueprint of creating with God. And because it's with the heart we mold, it's with the heart we shape, it's with the heart we are positioned as one. And that's what gives us empowerment to say what we've created with power, because the blood enforces and the blood literally quickens what is created in secret by the Spirit of God. Wow, we've been teaching on this for quite some time behind the scenes. And we're so excited to begin to bring to you these messages to help you walk in the heavenly pattern that Jesus literally carried. So put your seatbelts on, follow the notifications, get the information that's available. We're so excited to bring to you these messages as we steal away in the secret place today. I'm Sister Laura, the voice of Blood Covenant. Amen.